This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So did you check out the speech from Joe Biden later on Thursday night? Well, if you did, you probably came away from it the same way that most people are, and that is, well, it's all about Ukraine. It's all about Ukraine. It's all about the money we got to give to Ukraine and so forth. We've even got George checking in, telling us, saying that he thought the war with Ukraine was over, according to the media. I don't know, George, but it seems like Ukraine is making a comeback on a night when it should have been all about Israel, in my opinion. But that's my opinion, and we're going to be talking here in just a moment with our good friend Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com, and also, of course, author of the book Nullification. And we're going to be talking with him in just a moment. But first, of course, my name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you, of course. We are the place for news and politics in the overnight in America. We're broadcasting to our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, there in Tampa, Florida, by way of Southern California this morning. We're also broadcasting out to our great radio affiliates all across the country. And we're up on the satellite with the GCN Network. Check them out at GCNlive.com if you'd like to find some live streams for the program. If you're working overnight this morning, we want to give you a shout-out. If you're driving a big rig across the country, if you're traveling, if you're working a shift, if you're in law enforcement or you're a first responder, we want to give you a special shout-out as well. And, of course, our brand-new listener lines are now open. Check it out, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Please don't call 1-877-969-8600 at this point. This is our brand new number for this program, and we hope to hear from you. We've already heard from several callers this morning throughout the course of the program, and that really makes me happy. Very, very exciting indeed. If you want to send us a direct message, head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. Click on the link, send Kyle a direct message. We'll see it, and we can talk about it here on the program. Well, let's bring in our good friend, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and the author of the book Nullification. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, here we are. It's Friday. The last time we talked was earlier last weekend, because we had to do a pre-recorded program because of some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that was going on. But a lot has happened in the time since we spoke. And what do you think, first of all, about the president's speech?
No, it was nice to see him without oatmeal dripping off of his chin.
Right.
But, you know, boy, talk about protecting the golden goose that feeds the Bidens. You know, that was completely misplaced to be talking so much about Ukraine when really our best ally in the Middle East is under fire and at a declared war. You know, so I also want to know where he thinks he's going to get $100 billion to be giving away. We don't have that money to give away.
Right. Exactly.
You know, so it's a lot of almost election year propaganda speech type things that happened last night. If we do give them $100 billion at this point, it's only going to help or hurt us in our problems with the economy. So I don't know. It sounded interesting, but like everything else, Biden, a lot of questions were raised by his statements.
Well, and some of the stuff that was omitted, really, I mean, there really wasn't really, and you talk about the hostages, America, how about this? American outrage about, I think the number is now 32. I heard that, I think, go by in the news break just a moment ago. 32 Americans killed and others have been taken hostage. Frank, why wouldn't he, if there's anything to be outraged about, that's it.
No, and once again, you see independent actions being taken. You saw Governor DeSantis take funds and get 300 people out of Israel. Why wasn't the federal government doing that?
Good question.
Why weren't we making federal resources available? It is something that's under the executive branch's purview and the federal government's purview. It's an international issue. So they should have been doing everything they could to get Americans out of Israel and out of that region who wanted to be evacuated, but they didn't seem to care about that either. It's like Afghanistan 2.0.
Well, indeed, and just the very fact that we're looking at maybe having another front open up on this war from Lebanon and the north of Israel, the missiles that they have, the number of missiles that they have, would be a very, very bad thing, because the Iron Dome, of course, also has to be replenished at some point, I would think.
No, of course. And Iran knows this. Russia knows this. And if Iran and Russia know this, so does China. So it's only going to get worse. Iran's not going to say, wow, we put a dent in the car. They want to total the thing. So they're going to keep funneling a lot of their resources. And remember, they could sell oil now. So they're going to be throwing a lot of their resources at Hezbollah and Hamas. And then you have the regular financial lines that go towards these terror organizations that keep them operating and growing, actually, in that region without any intervention from the United States, because for some reason we've just forgotten the lessons of 9/11 and what can happen in places when our allies are getting hit like this. You know, we don't have a secure southern border. So what's happening to Israel, who is the canary in the coal mine, we better be paying attention. And that means, you know what, Ukraine, you might be on your own for a while, because we have to make sure we're taken care of.
Indeed.
So go ask your European allies and your allies in other parts of the world to start bleeding for you, because our blood's kind of gone right now.
Indeed. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Hold on for a moment. We're going to be right back. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this.
Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right, get your motor running, head out on the highway. If you're heading out along the highway this morning in the overnight hours in America, you found the right place for news and politics. Kyle Warren with you. Great pleasure to be with you. We've got a brand new telephone number for the broadcast, everybody, and that number is 949-822-7959. And we've actually heard from a lot of folks this morning, and I believe we'll have another caller here in just a moment holding on the telephone line. But first, we want to get right back to talking with Frank Salvato from Underground USA and, of course, the author of the book Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, you know, we had a great discussion there. I really appreciate what you're talking about Ukraine. In fact, at the top of the show this morning, I came in saying, well, is this Ukraine Incorporated? I mean, it just seems like this speech was all about Ukraine mostly, and then they thought, well, some Israel stuff, you know, we got to put that in there. But it was just really wanting.
Well, you got to remember that the Bidens have a very intimate relationship with the governing apparatus and the their Fortune 500 apparatus over in Ukraine. Burisma was something that was a thing for the Bidens. So there's a lot of money and a lot of personal connections for not only Joe Biden but the entirety of the Biden family coming out of the Ukraine. They need to protect their cash cow.
Exactly.
Now, we haven't heard about them grafting money from Israel, and we haven't heard about them grafting money from Taiwan. I think that was Nancy Pelosi's purview. You know, so that's why you didn't hear a lot about them. You didn't hear a lot about the southern border because they just don't care about it. So that's why Ukraine echoed through the halls of the Oval Office last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was all about Ukraine because that's most important to him, most important to the Biden administration. It lacks any kind of foresight into what's happening in the world. with what Iran is doing here. They're pushing every single button they can to make us shoot. Whether it's striking in Syria against U.S. assets or fueling the fire in the north of Israel and putting, you know, literally surrounding Israel with terrorist troops. You know, they are goading us, and they're just waiting for us to shoot, and quite frankly, so is Z over in China, and so is Putin up in Russia. They're waiting for us to shoot. Then all hell is going to break loose. So we better get some people with some smarts taking the reins in Washington, and I don't care where it comes from in Washington, but you're not going to get that out of the White House. You're not going to get that out of the Biden administration, the Obama 2.0, because they're pro-Palestinian. No matter what Biden says, no matter what rhetoric he uses, they're pro-Palestinian. You go back to the Obama days, even when he was running for office the first time and the second time, we were screaming about his best friend in college, who was a Palestinian activist.
Right.
You know, so if Israel thinks they've got a friend in the Biden administration, I don't think Netanyahu's that daft. I really don't. I think he sees what's going on here. But, you know, when you're giving additional billions of dollars to Ukraine, when we can't even get an audit of where the money's going over there, if I'm Israel, I'm tapping every other resource I can.
No kidding. All right. Well, Frank, we got a caller on line one. Would you like to take a phone call real quick?
Sure, why not?
Okay, here we go. Line one, you are on the program. Good morning. The line one, can you hear
Bob?
Us? Yes, is this Backgammon Bob?
It's yeah.
Okay, good.
About our southern border, just want you to envision what a few guys with RPGs and Stinger missiles or Russian equivalents thereof could do if they're coming across the border. They don't have to sneak nukes in. They don't have to do anything, just a few guys. So they can, if we go after Iran and stuff, that's a possibility that we'll have to face. And that's why we have to do something right. And we need to pull back to this country and secure our country before we do all these foreign adventures. And I've said this before, the time again. And the other thing I was kind of wondering about and just had a thought is what if we were to tell Iran, either you pull back all this stuff, stop all this stuff, or we'll just flatten Tehran. In other words, Nixon would bluff on some stuff, so did Trump. Maybe we should consider that type of option again. All right, that's it.
Interesting. Well, thanks, Backgammon Bob. And, what do you think, Frank? Obviously, there could be reprisals in this country by bad actors who are already here.
No, absolutely, and there have been reports just last week that there were at least three people who crossed the border who were apprehended were on terrorist watch lists. Those are the people who were caught, not the gotaways.
Right.
The people who were caught. So we have to assume that if you can have three that were caught, and that there's many, many more in here already. They're already in our country. Now, what kind of weaponry do they have? Have they aligned with drug cartels to get weaponry? You have to assume that, too. So this is proof positive that the administration is not really concerned about the well-being of the United States. And Bob is right. Can you imagine what, let's say, just three guys with three RPGs hitting a skyscraper in Los Angeles or San Diego or Chicago or New York? It doesn't have to be airplanes slamming into buildings. It really doesn't. It could be three people on three corners at the same time talking on a cell phone that say, fire! And you've got the same kind of thing happening in a skyscraper in any metropolitan city of the United States. What would that do? It would shut down everything in the United States just like after 9/11. And then what happens overseas while the United States is focused on what's happened here at home? Now they just, it's game on.
Well, sure.
You know, as far as calling Iran's bluff, Iran wouldn't fall for it. Not with the Biden administration. Maybe with a Republican in office, they would. Obviously, they would with Trump because the world thought he was just a little crazy. But Putin's even said this in interviews. We don't tend to act out when we have someone who we can't read in the White House. That's why it worked for Reagan. That's why it worked for Trump. It's kind of why it worked for George W. Bush. He was an unknown when it came to how he would respond. Biden, they already know. They capitulated to the Chinese when the Chinese slapped them around in Alaska. They're not going to do a damn thing. And they doubled down on that in Afghanistan when they said, okay, we're going to claim victory and leave, and then allowed people to get murdered as they were leaving, abandoning people who we said we would never abandon, and just throwing that country back into the Stone Age with the Taliban. And if anybody thinks it's still okay over there, they had a taste of freedom for 20 years. Now they're back to beheadings. Women are back to full burqas. People are getting executed in the public square. You don't think that's going to happen if Iran gets to go full throttle?
Well, that's right. Yeah, they want to definitely spread their version of things throughout the Middle East.
Oh, absolutely. And let's remember, bottom line, somebody who is a devout Muslim is mandated by the Quran and the Hadith to facilitate Islam ruling the world. And they'll be happy to start with the Middle East and committing genocide in Israel. And we've already seen in the opening days of this conflict, they don't give a damn about human life. Not the human lives of women, babies. They don't care. And they'll lie about it, like they did about the hospital in Gaza.
Well, sure. And now it looks like it might have happened in the parking lot. And any loss of life is terrible, but it looks like it's not 500. It's, from the reports I've seen, it's more like 50 in that zone, I believe.
Yeah, it was 50, and it was a misfired rocket for the Palestinian Islamic Jihad.
Right. Backgammon Bob, were you trying to say something again there?
Yeah, I just want to say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You United States first, the rest of the world last. We need to shore up our own country first. That's all I got to say. Thanks.
Indeed. Well, Backgammon Bob, thanks for the call. Frank, can you stick around for a third segment?
You bet.
All right. Very, very cool indeed, because there's so much more to talk about. We've got more questions. We've got, if you want to call in, you want to join the conversation, 949-822-7959. Got a little bit of Eric Clapton taking us out to break. So, folks, stay right there. There's so much more to talk about. And if you want to send us a direct message, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. And we'll see it. We'll talk about it. We're coming right back.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. United States is waiving visitor visa requirements for some Israelis. The Israeli embassy in Washington made the announcement yesterday and said Israel was now a part of the U.S. visa waiver program. Israelis can now apply for the program through the U.S. Customs and Border Protection mobile app. The move comes as the war rages between Israeli forces and the terrorist organization Hamas. President Biden is calling on American citizens to financially support the wars in Israel and Ukraine. During a primetime address last night, Biden says supporting the two nations is key to our national security. He says that America's leadership is what holds the world together, adding that both Hamas and Putin represent different threats, but want to annihilate a neighboring democracy.
I'm going to send to Congress an urgent budget request to support our critical partners, including Israel and Ukraine.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right. Yes, what a night, what a morning, as we like to say when we get this particular bumper. Bringing us back from the break. It's ladies' night, of course. That's the song, and welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Don't forget our brand-new listener line, and it's getting some great use tonight, by the way. 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. Looking at different ways of saying that, but it sure does kind of roll off the tongue, and I'm really happy about that, and really glad we've heard from a lot of people this morning already. We heard from John in Sarasota. We heard from Steve in Oklahoma, first-time listener, first-time caller. We heard also from Neil in Henderson, Nevada. They're just outside of Las Vegas. I've been to Henderson. Back M and Bob. And also Aaron listening in Denver, Colorado on the mighty 710 KNUS. And we're glad to hear from everybody. And we're going to get right back with Frank Salvato here. Oh, and by the way, Frank, it looks like George has chimed in and he was saying hello to you this morning. He was talking about your comments about 9/11, saying, yes, he was there that day as well.
Yeah, it's been a couple decades since we've had to feel that sting, and there is a whole generation that was born afterwards. But this is what happens when you allow those kinds of atrocities to fade into history. We should be talking about it. It should be taught in schools. It should be dissected. And we should be reintroducing that kind of aggression. Every time we see something like what's happening in Israel today, we should use that as a catalyst to remind people what happened here. And the absolute terror that we felt on that day, and then how we all came together as a people to respond in the days and weeks and months and years after that. You know, when you're talking to an 18-year-old today, that's like talking about Pearl Harbor. they don't get it.
Right. Yeah. It's a far for them. It's a far removed historical event. But that's right. If you were there, or you experienced it, or if you were, you know, if you were alive at that time, and I mean, this was a major, major development. Nobody forgets where they were, what they were doing. I remember that morning. My father called me on the phone, and he woke me up, and it was very early in California. He said, "Yeah, you turn on the television right away." So I'll always remember that kind of thing, and then what ensued for the rest of the day. Well, as a matter of fact, Frank, we got another caller holding on the line. If you'd like, we'll go ahead and take a quick call and see what they have to say this morning.
You bet.
All right. Well, caller, line one, you're on the radio with us. Good morning, and what would you like to talk about?
Caller? Mr. Kyle.
Yes. Good morning.
All right, Mr. Kyle, Professor, and also Frank, my good friend. I have two things to say. One is that all these protesters that are out in the street in America, and they have all those beautiful PLO, Palestine flags up. You don't see not one American flag. But when you have protesters of Israelis here in America, they have their flags and also American flags. Now they want to. We have 1.5 million Palestinians in America, and they want to bring in another million to come in. I think that's out of their minds for doing that. What's your result on that one, Frank?
Oh, we shouldn't take body one from Gaza at all. Let the Arab world absorb the refugees from what's happening over in Gaza. You'll notice that no Arab country wants to take any. Jordan came out and said absolutely not. So did Egypt. So where is Iran? And why don't the Palestinian refugees want to go to Iran? Why aren't they going to Iraq? Why aren't they going to Saudi Arabia? The countries don't want them, and the Palestinians don't want to go there. They want to come to the West because this is where freedom lives, and they can get away with actually promoting what I talked about in the last episode, was the conquest of the Western world so that the entire world has to exist under the boot of Islam, as their scripture says. So the idea of absorbing another million people from the quote-unquote Palestinian territories, I'm not a fan of that idea at all.
Indeed.
That's what they're trying to push. That's pissing off a lot, in my expression, a lot of people. And the other thing is that I don't understand about not picking up the new House Speaker. They're not listening to the voice of the people. They're doing what they want to do, which I think is wrong because they're supposed to represent and be in delegates for the people. And the majority of the people, especially the MAGA movement and We the People, want Jordan as House Speaker.
Well, you've got a very, and I can use the word radical, not in the same context as terrorists, obviously, but you have a breakaway wing of the Republican Party that wants to force a change towards a more conservative mindset in the Republican Party. I get it, but this is not the way you do it. As to whether or not our elected representatives have listened to the people, the constituents that they serve, that hasn't been the case for a very long time. Our elected officials have nice rhetoric during the election. They promise things during the election. If they keep one quarter of the promises of what they do, except for a very few, that's a miracle. So to think that we send people to Washington to do the bidding of the constituents, that's it's just an antiquated reality. And it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah. Well, George,
I agree 100%.
Well, George,
thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, and call anytime, and call in back anytime. And Frank, we've got one more call that's actually been holding on here a little bit while you were talking with George there. So let's go ahead and see what's happening over here on line two. Line two, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aaron from Denver, Colorado.
All right, Aaron, you're back again. All right, from the mighty 710 KNUS, I have to say it.
Yeah, I'm back again. And the thing is, though, Hamas is the cancer. Now, in Israel, obviously, here, Israel's military is the scalpel. So I don't know when they're going to get the orders to head into Gaza. Obviously, it's a dangerous, it's a very, very, very dangerous mission to go in there, because obviously there are going to be booby traps. Lord knows what they're going to face. It's going to be hell on earth whenever the Israeli military head into Gaza and try to cut the cancer, Hamas, out of there. Now, I get the Palestinians. The Palestinians want their backyard. I get it. But the Hebrews slash Israelis, a.k.a. Jews, they want their backyard, too. I get it. And I do support a two-state solution to this insanity that's been raging on since way before I was born and walked this planet we humans call Earth. But the thing, but when it's all said and done, until the cancer is removed out of that part of the world, which is Hamas, that maybe the Palestinians, the Arabs slash have that are reasonable and refuse to drink the Kool-Aid, maybe, probably won't happen in my lifetime, probably won't happen in our life, but maybe in future generations, maybe they will have a country to call their own. Maybe they'll have their backyard. But anyway, Professor Politics, underground gentleman, adios.
All right. Well, folks, again, that was Aaron calling from Denver, listening on the mighty 710 KNUS. What do you think, Frank? We got about 30 seconds or so.
Well, we've got to remember history. We have evidence of the Jewish people being in that in their location in what is Israel for 2,000 years ago. The Palestinians, that would use, that moniker is built off of an old Roman word, Philistines, which was tantamount to the meaning of nomad. So they don't really have a land. This is something that they have declared and made a popular idea. The UN created Israel lock, stock, and barrel after World War II. That was the world acknowledging that the Israelis deserved a homeland. They said, this is your homeland, and that's international law. So what the so-called Palestinians are doing, it's wrong. The Arab world should be absorbing. And they don't, because the Arab world, the Islamic world, they claim Jerusalem. Their religion's only been around since the year 600. So how do you go back in and claim a place where the Jews were before the birth of Christ?
Good question. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. We will talk to you on Monday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Silvato, everybody. And, folks, we are going to come right back. Stay right there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And we are racing through the overnight hours all across America. 949-822-7959. That's the new call-in number for the program. My name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you, of course. We're having a great time on the program this morning, talking about the things, of course, happening around the world. Sometimes not such a great time, but we're talking about them because that's what's affecting our lives right now, obviously. Plus, we talk about all the other news that happens around the country, around the world. And we also have a great opportunity to talk with some really great regular contributors as well. And I'd like to go ahead and bring on Mr. Patrick Hyland. He is the insurance quarterback. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal Warren. How are you this morning, sir?
Well, we're doing really, really well. The show's just flying by this morning. It seems like just a little while ago it was hour number one. Here we are in hour number four, and we're going to be talking some sports, of course, because you're also you're the host of the Sports Zone on AM 860 The Answer, and that's on Sundays, correct?
11 and 12 on Sundays. Yeah, we'll have a great show this Sunday. Have people call in, give their takes. We are the home of the Florida Gators, so people will be talking about that on Sunday. And then also the Bucks. We'll see if they can rebound from the Detroit Lions debacle last week, 26, with the Atlanta Falcons coming in down. And a lot of people up in Atlanta listen to the show too, Cal. So a lot of great people here in the Southeast and to listen to the show, as well as out west and all over this great country of ours.
Indeed.
Great Thursday night game last night, Cal. The Jacksonville Jaguars beat the New Orleans Saints 31-24. What a game in the Bayou down there in Caesars Sportsbook. Superdome down there in New Orleans off of Bourbon Street. So it was a pretty exciting game to witness and watch.
Well, it's great when they're close like that to that degree. When they're blowouts, it's not as much fun, but it's more competitive.
Exactly. And it looked like it was going to be a blowout, Kyle. Jacksonville really took an early lead and just held on. In essence, they did what they had to do to win the game. So it was an exciting, great game. There was a big turnover in the third quarter. Derek Carr threw an interception, and the guy returned it all the way for a touchdown for Jacksonville. And then it kind of was the difference in the game, those 7 points. So those are the things. Turnovers in football are a big thing. That's why it can turn on a dime.
Indeed.
How about the Diamondbacks? They beat the Phillies. They're climbing back into this baseball championship. And then the Houston Astros, they took care of the Rangers. So it's going to be an interesting NL championship series and an AL championship series. And whoever gets in the World Series, I think we're in for an entertaining another week, 10 days of baseball, Cal. I sure hope so. It would be nice to see him, really make it happen.
Well, indeed. Well, Patrick, I had a friend of mine I was talking to the other day, and they're involved a little bit in the MLB. I'm not to divulge too much about that, but they were talking about, we just got to talk about Shohei Ohtani, and they said an interesting thing to me, and that is, would he essentially have two contracts, one contract if he can keep pitching and one that he would hit, but maybe not combine it, or at the very least, what happens if he just can't really pitch anymore because, and hopefully, God forbid, he doesn't have a lot of more problems with his arm.
No, great point. He's still probably a top 10 all-around hitter, so he'll get the big bucks just for being a hitter. He was just a neat ball player to be able to pitch in and hit. It just shows you, our bodies can only take so much. That's why you don't see a lot of guys doing both, because you're out there days straining your body, throwing, 80 pitches one day, next day, running the bases. I mean, it's not easy. People think it's a walk in the park, but it's tolling, especially 162 games a year.
Oh, sure. No, sure. And just briefly, we had a caller hanging on the line. Looks like they might have had a drop off. But a caller, if you want to call back, we'd be happy to hear what you have to say this morning. But yeah, Patrick, it's going to start getting really exciting, obviously, heading towards the World Series. But how is the football shaping up, the football season overall, do you think?
Well, college is really what's happening right now. We're really going to get to the meat and potatoes of it. Georgia 7-0 for all our friends up there. Michigan 7-0. Ohio State 6-0. Obviously, one of those two will have a loss here, in a few weeks when they meet up against each other. But they should both go undefeated before then. Okay. Unless Penn State, I don't want to count Penn State out. They are playing Ohio State this weekend. 12 p.m. kickoff. Should be an exciting game. We'll see if Penn State can, hang there in the horseshoe.
Exactly.
And then Florida State, is hanging tough there at number 4. They keep winning. They will be in the playoff. And, they've got a few tough games coming. And then the team that's really playing hard is Washington Huskies out there in the Pacific Northwest. They're undefeated 6-0. And the last but not least, undefeated team, with any significance of major college in top 25 is University of North Carolina. They're undefeated also, 6-0. So a lot of excitement going on, ACC, SEC, Pac-12, Big Ten. Everybody seems to be in the hunt this year to show what they can do. There's a few one-loss teams, Alabama, Oregon State, that if they can make a run, anything can happen. But it might be one loss might really knock you out this year, Kyle. And that hasn't happened in a while. Normally you can get by with one loss and still make the top 4. But this year, that might not be the case. That's why they're expanding to 12 college football. And I like it. 8 would have been enough for me, but 12, I'm not going to complain. As long as they don't make the kids play 14, 16 games, Cal, I think that'd be great.
Right, exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, that caller called back. If you'd like to take a quick call, we'll see what they have to say.
Absolutely.
This morning. All right, well, line one, you're on the air. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kristen Parrish. I just wanted to make a quick comment about all the money Biden is sending to Ukraine.
Yeah.
I think that Biden and Zelensky have a deal where they are siphoning off millions of dollars from that money for themselves.
Well, that could very well be. Who knows? Exactly. I mean, why? In fact, our guest Frank Silvato earlier was sort of pressing this point home. I mean, you know, this could be their cash cow. They're really pressing it, even in an Oval Office speech, which really should have been about Israel mostly. Indeed. Well, we appreciate your call very much. All righty. So, caller, thanks again for calling, and call back anytime.
All right. Yeah, Cal.
Yeah, so what do you think, Patrick? And we're coming up here. We got about another minute or so. I know you also want to tell people about what you can do for them.
I appreciate it, Cal. It should be an interesting week, end of football, college and pro. For the NASCAR fans out there, I know we have a few of them that listen, especially a lot of truckers have called in and talked about NASCAR, and we appreciate those guys for making the world, you know, keep moving on here in the U.S. of A. Just let the folks know, I help out people in the insurance business with their Medicare and their veterans benefits, and also annuity business right now, Cal. Anybody that's bought an annuity in the last 3 to 5 years really need to give me a call at 813-966-1052. If their financial advisor's gotten a hold of them and got them into a better product, then God bless them. But a lot haven't, and I'm tired of people losing money only making 1% when they could be making 3 to 4%. And in today's economy, you need every dollar you can, and that's what I do to try to help people out. So please feel free to give me a call, Patrick Hyland at 813-966-1052. Check out the Sports Zone this Sunday, 11 to 12. And we are in Medicare season, Kyle. So that's going to be very, you know, a lot of changes this year in Medicare where I can help people out, too. So, again, my name is Patrick Hyland. Love being on the show with you, Kyle. It's a great hour. And keep up the great work. And if I can be of help to anybody, give me a call at 813-966-1052. Have a safe weekend, Kyle. God bless you. And let's all do a random act of kindness for our fellow man. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you, Patrick. Take care. All right, everybody. Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone there on AM 860, The Answer. You can check him out, I believe, 11 to 12 on AM to 12 p.m. on AM 860, The Answer. All right, folks. Well, here we go. We're at the end of another program. It has flown by. Thanks to everybody who's listening and who called in and who joined the program. And we're glad just to be out there with you. Thanks to everybody at AM 860, The Answer, GCN, Joe Weaver, thank you so much. Folks, go out there. Make it a great day today. We'll see you soon.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.